The things the Lord's really speaking to my heart about, and He wants to speak us about, is with everything that's taking place in our nation, in our world, God wants you to understand, you don't have to look too far to see how blessed you are, and that the kingdom of God is within you. He says, you don't have to go running over here and running over there and trying to find me, because I'm within you. Amen. So let's go with 1 John 4:6. I was preaching last week, and during a time, the Lord took me to another place, and it was just like, wow. Then He said He was coming. But the Word of God says in verse number 6, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. All right? God's children know His voice. And what the Spirit of God is speaking to my heart about in the last days that we're in, the voice of the adversary has been disguised that it almost sounds like the voice of God. He is the great imitator. He is the great liar. He is the great deceiver. Amen. But God wants you and I to recognize and realize greater is He that is in me than he that is in this world. And it's not by the things that I see, but it's by what I know. Amen. And what I know is God's word. And God's not a man that he should lie. Everything that God said he would do, he will do. Amen. So no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, and I have to say this, no matter what it feels like. People are moved too much by their feelings. Amen. How many know that our feelings, most of our feelings are from the world and not from God. Amen. He's touched with our infirmities. He's touched with the feeling of our infirmities. But at the same time, it's not just about our feelings. And one of the things the Lord was reminding me in Luke chapter 17 is our text this morning, even though I'm going to preach out of Romans 14. This is where the Lord took me. Verse number 20. And we're speaking about the coming kingdom of God. And verse number 20, he says, when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Underline that in your body. It's not just about, in your Bibles, it's not just about what you're seeing. And everybody said, well, when I see it, I'll believe it. Well, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So if God says, I'm not going to see everything, but I have to believe it, he says, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Look at the one next to you and say, the kingdom of God is in you. And he said unto his disciples, the days will come when you shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man and shall not see it. And they shall say to you, see here or see there, go not after them nor follow them. For as the lightning that lighteneth out of the one part under heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. In other words, when Jesus returns, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he has come. So when I was looking at this, the Lord took me to Romans chapter 14. And the reason he's taken us there this morning is recognizing the one that's in you and I. And verse number 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that is in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify or build up another. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Amen. So what we're looking at today is greater is he, is the title of this morning's message. We're going to look at the righteousness, the peace, and the joy. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm a happy man.
Amen.
You know why I'm happy? Because Jesus is inside of me. You know why you're happy? Because Jesus is inside of you. That doesn't mean that everything in your life is going great. That doesn't mean that everything in your life is grand, but it means that the power of God is within you. Amen? And you have to recognize, greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. Let's ask God's blessing upon the preaching and teaching of his word. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. We're grateful that you sent it here today to accomplish something in every heart and every life of each and every one, Father God. Lord, I pray, Father God, speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer that's here, Father God. Lord, move in our hearts and lives. Encourage us, Father God. Strengthen us in your power and your might. And we'll never cease to return all the praise, glory, and honor to you. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. You know, Jesus said, our righteousness is like filthy rags, and we have the righteousness of Jesus Christ. So one of the things the Lord was speaking to me about is, I love what the prophet Hosea said in Hosea chapter 10, verse number 12. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. In other words, we have sown in our hearts and lives Jesus Christ. He's our righteousness. He says, sow to yourselves in righteousness and reap in mercy. You know, I'm so grateful for God's mercy and for God's grace.
Amen.
I'm grateful that his mercy said no. He wasn't going to let any of us go. He wasn't going to let us slip away. Life and death were standing face to face, and nothing will take his grace away. His mercy says no. So he said to you and I, he's reminding us that we sowed to ourselves in righteousness, we reaped the mercy. Then he talks about breaking up the fallow ground. How many gardeners do we have in here? Hello? And when you're planting and your plant comes out of the ground, what comes out of the ground with the plant? No, what comes out of the ground with the plant? The weeds. The weeds. And what does the weed try to do to the plant? Choke it, right? Choke the life out of it. So when we're sowing ourselves in righteousness, we're reaping in mercy, we're breaking up the fallow ground. What you're doing around that plant, you're breaking up the ground. You ever go through and till in between the rows if you have a tiller? If you have a hoe, you might break it up a little bit, break up the ground so that it saturates the water of and helps it to grow. And that's the same way he's saying to us, when we sow to ourselves in righteousness, we reap in mercy. When we break up the fallow ground, but he said it's time to seek the Lord until he comes and does what? He rains righteousness upon you. Amen. I don't know about you, but I love the water of the Holy Spirit. I love to be refreshed. I love to be renewed. How long you get dry sometimes in this world that we live in? Come on. Is it just me? Is there anybody else here and that you're going through something? And sometimes when you're going through something, it seems like you're by yourself. Doesn't seem like there's anyone there. Jesus says to you, my child, did I not tell you that I would never leave you? Did I not tell you I would never forsake you? Did I not tell you that I would always be there? Did I not tell you, though, it looked one way, it really wasn't that way? Did I not tell you that I have a plan in your life and I'm not going to change my plans concerning you? Amen. The call of God is irrevocable and it doesn't change. Hallelujah. We go through times and seasons change, but God remains the same. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful that I serve a God that's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That changes not. He is the only thing that's really steady in our lives. Hallelujah. How many know in the midst of all the chaos that we're facing in the nation and world right now, we have the answer, and his name is Jesus. He is the only answer for every problem, every circumstance, and every situation that we're facing in this world. So when we're sowing to ourselves the righteousness of God, the Apostle Paul said this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. The Lord's reminding us of something. When we're sowing to ourselves in righteousness, we're reaping in mercy. He says in verse 33, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Hello? We're not sowing to ourselves evil communication. We're sowing the righteousness of Christ Jesus. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. Amen. We have the opportunity to either speak into the problem or speak the resolve. I choose to speak the resolve. I choose to speak the answer and not the problem. I'm not going to feed the problem. I'm going to feed the answer. Hallelujah. For greater is he. Look at the one next to you and say, greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. Then he says, ha, awake to righteousness. You know one thing I do when I wake up in the morning? You know the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning? I say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Because, hey, I woke up and it's a joy. I've got the joy of the Lord is going to be my strength, right? So I'm awakened to righteousness because I'm sowing to myself righteousness and I'm reaping in mercy. So when I awake to righteousness, he says, and sin not. For some have the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. If the word of God says life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. The Lord says to us, hey, you want to reap some good fruit? Sow to yourselves in righteousness. Then you reap in mercy. Break up the fallow ground around your heart. For it's time to seek the Lord until he comes and rains righteousness upon you. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful for the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm grateful when we let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works, give the Father in heaven all the glory. It's Jesus being glorified in and through our bodies. It's not about us. It's all about him. Amen. I think sometimes when you're facing something, how many knows the enemy normally attacks you when somebody's not around? And sometimes you feel when you're coming under attack that nobody cares. That nobody sees what you're going through. God says he sees. There's not one thing that passes his notice that he doesn't see. Amen. And God wants you to understand that the one that's in you is greater than he that's in this world. And you have power to overcome the adversary by the word of your testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. That we overcome the adversary. We're overcomers. We're more than overcomers through Christ that gives us strength. Because we have the righteousness of Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I thank God. You know what this is in here today? This is a Holy Ghost pep rally. Yes. Amen? You remember before the games, you would have a pep rally in high school, okay? You would shout and scream, and whether you won or lost, you had a fun time at the pep rally. Amen? Yep. Amen? So he says in Philippians chapter 1, we have the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We have the Spirit of Christ. He says in Philippians 1, verse 11, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Now, we're to be fruity people. God didn't say to be a fruit cake, but to be fruity. Fruit of the Spirit, the love, the joy, the peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, faith, running out of the fruitful life of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen? I'm really excited about the time we're in. Because I'm a studier of God's Word. And I know by studying the Word that we're in the last days. And everything's being formulated and put into place. And none of these things should be surprising the church. Amen. But what he's reminding us, it's time to let God arise and the enemy will be scattered. Amen? Amen? Let's not give so much credit to the adversary. Let's not give so much credit to the enemy. Amen? Recognize that no matter what comes your way, look at one next to you and say, greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. You have his righteousness. Hallelujah. Secondly, he says, the peace. And Psalms 29, verse number 11. The psalmist says this. He says, the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. In other words, if greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, stop making your behind the scenes sounds. Hey, are you paying attention? No, you didn't look at me. There you go. Thank you. Nice smile, Dusty. Now, if greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world, then his strength is made perfect in my weakness. Therefore, I'll glorify him in my infirmities, that his power, or my weaknesses, that his power may rest in me. Amen? Father, why are you saying this today? Because the Father is saying there's all kinds of storms that are coming to this nation, and God is the peace in the midst of every storm. He said, hold on to my word, what I have spoken, what I have said to you, I will do. Do not look through your eyes of man, but look to the eyes of God. See it through my eyes and not your eyes, says the Lord. Amen. Amen. He says to you and I in Isaiah chapter 26. Verse number 1. He said, in that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation, which keepeth the truth, may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. So he is saying to you that greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. We have the righteousness of Christ. We have the peace of God that surmounts all of our understanding. And Philippians chapter 4. The world may be in total chaos, but the church can be in total peace. Let me tell you what peace does. Can I tell you what the peace of God does for your health? It doesn't give you heart disease. Amen. It doesn't give you a heart attack. It doesn't give you a stroke. Because the peace of God that surmounts every bit of understanding keeps things steady. Amen? Yes. Amen? When you start looking at the things of this world, the Word of God says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God. And then the peace of God, which passeth all knowledge or understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. But he didn't stop there. He said, finally, brethren, verse number 8, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. In other words, I speak it all the time. I've been a motivator for many years, and my glass is half full, it's not half empty. I have the right to look at the positive side or the negative side of everything. The devil wants you to look at the negative side. But God says, if I truly believe his word and all things work together for the good, to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose, no matter what I'm facing, it's for my benefit. It was really something. Even this week, when the AC unit went out, all of a sudden, I said, oh no, it's a big box, it's a lot of money, blah, 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 blah. And the Lord said, to who does it belong? It's yours, Lord. He said, can I handle it? In other words, why do we want to carry the things that don't belong to us, those things that constantly are stealing our peace, that are constantly stealing our joy, when there's nothing we can do to change it? Sometimes even with, okay, mamas and dads, sometimes with teenagers and growing up kids, we have to release them to the Lord. Amen? It's not our battle. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. I got to trust God with them. And when I look at these things and I start speaking these things, I start looking at the positive things. Amen? Because there's a positive side of everything. Amen? Now, I can hang on the negative side, but I choose to have a positive mind. Amen? You know what a positive mind does for you? It keeps you healthy. Hello? Hello? What is the devil constantly trying to show you? Everything that's wrong. You know, you can look at people and you can find, I can sit there and I can find everything that's wrong with you, and you can find everything that's wrong with me, and we just talk about this wrong, we never get anywhere. But we can look at what's right with us, amen? And we can start blessing each other, and then we'll walk in the fullness and the favor of God. And he says, when our mindset changes, he says, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. The Apostle Paul said, he said, you know, watch me as I follow the Lord. Follow me as I follow Christ. You know, I'm letting my light so shine before men that they may see my good works, that they give the Father in heaven all the glory. Amen. The Apostle said, hey, I'm not God, but follow Christ in me. Amen. And as we're following each other, we're learning, amen, to walk with the Lord. And when we're in the Word of God, we know when somebody's following the Lord and when they're not. Because God will never go outside of his Word. If somebody starts teaching things that aren't of God's Word, they're not from God. They're from the adversary. And the adversary is coming to divide, to kill, and to destroy the body of Christ. And God wants us to recognize, greater is he that is in thee than he that is in this world. Because I have the righteousness of Christ Jesus. I have the peace of God that surmounts every bit of understanding, that guards our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. How many know that the devil is always trying to get into your head? Is that just me? Does God speak to anybody in here but me? Is it just me? Hello? You see, when I recognize the greater is the one in me, that my righteousness doesn't come from things in this world, my peace doesn't come from things in this world, my joy doesn't come from things of this world. Amen? My joy is a fruit of the Spirit that's within me. Amen? Amen? And God wants you and I to understand and recognize, as he says in Isaiah chapter 61. Are you with me? This is supposed to be a Holy Ghost pep rally. I'm grateful when I get to have words that I don't have to bring correction. You know, the Bible says that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. They're profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. I'm so grateful when I get to be an encourager. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God wants you to understand that he sees everything that you're going through. There's nothing that's past his notice. Amen. And that he has great plans for you. I love what the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 61:10. He says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he have clothed me with the garments of salvation. He have covered me with the robe of righteousness as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Now let me say something right now. If we truly believe that greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world, all of a sudden the nations will see when the church arises and gives God glory and praise in the midst of the storm. Not when you get your answer. Everybody can give praise when you have your answer. But in the midst of the storm, when we're standing on the promises of God, we're giving him praise and glory, and that just rocks this world. Amen. I don't know what you're happy about. I don't know what you're laughing about, but I want some of that you got. And that's called the Holy Spirit. And no one gets the Holy Spirit without Jesus. And no one gets Jesus without the Holy Spirit. Amen. That God's going to pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. And sons and daughters are going to be prophesying. And young men are going to have visions. And old men are going to have dreams. Amen. I'm thankful, God, that I'm a visionary still. Hallelujah. I'm still a young man. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to run the race. I'm going to keep my faith. Amen. I'm going to take a hold of eternal life. And I'm going to profess a testimony before many witnesses. How about you? Amen. Amen. How about when you see something in the paper and you see something on the news and you see your brothers and sisters talking about something in your workplace, all of a sudden you just say, Hallelujah. Praise God. What are you praising God about? Because God's got it all. Hallelujah. Amen. They'll look at you like you're a nut, but guess what? They always thought you were a nut anyway. Amen. Or is that just me? Hallelujah. Don't you think it's time for when I'm in the spirit, I was just saying, I'm saying the church, it's really sad. It's a sad state. The church went into a slumber. Went into a state of apathy, a complacency. And the Lord's shaking the nations. He's shaking the world. And his bride is going to arise. Amen. And his bride is going to arise and usher in Jesus' return. Hallelujah. We're going to bring him in with a shout of praise, of glory. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I read the book, and the trump's going to sound, and the dead in Christ is going to be raised, and those that are alive are going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, to ever be with the Lord. I know that the trumpet's going to sound pretty soon, but there's a revival that's taking place. You know what God wants to revive? He wants to revive you and I. He wants us to be excited about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords that we serve. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I was excited about the things of this world, but never like I'm going to be excited about Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. I got the joy, 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 joy. Where? Where? Because what? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. 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 That's how I can keep smiling. No matter what comes my way. No matter what storm comes. It doesn't matter. He's the peace in the midst of the storm. Hallelujah. So he says to us in Jeremiah chapter 15. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up the fallow ground. It's time to seek the Lord until he comes and rains righteousness upon you. The prophet Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 15, 16, thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart, For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Yes. Amen? Yes. Can anybody get happy here? Yes. You know what happy looks like? Happy. This is what happy looks like. Let me see a happy face. You don't have to go to McDonald's to get a Happy Meal to get a happy face. The kids smile with a happy meal. God's giving you a happy meal. God's giving you a happy meal. He's reminding you that greater is he that is in you and I than he that is in this world, that we have the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We have the peace of God that surmounts every bit of understanding, that guards our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. We have the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. So with that in mind, in 1 Peter chapter 1, I don't know, I got excited about it. The Apostle Peter reminds us in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 7. He reminds us that the trial of your faith, being more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and glory, be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom ye have not seen, ye love. And whom though now ye see him not, yet believe in, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and a fullness of glory. Receiving the ending of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. So what is the Lord saying to us? Greater is he that is in us. In closing today, we have his righteousness. We have his peace. We have his joy because we have his Holy Spirit. Amen. Look at the one next to you and say, greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. The Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 8, verse number 11, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. You know, I love that word quicken. In the Greek, it comes from the Greek word zoupoia. Zoupoio means to make alive. God wants you and I to recognize today that greater is he that is in you and I than he that is in this world. That we have his righteousness, which brings us his peace, which gives us our joy by the Holy Spirit that he's deposited in each and every one of us. Hallelujah. So no matter what we're facing in this world, Jesus reminds you and I, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Word of God says, in Matthew 18, I want to stand in agreement with some people today, my wife and I. Whatever you need us to agree with you on, we're going to come in agreement with you today, whether it's physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, financial, it doesn't matter. And you say, well, why do you have your wife? Well, you know something? My wife, she hates it when I do this. She doesn't love me because we're in Christ. There's not, I'm going to speak to husbands and wives. There's no greater unity when praying than a husband and wife coming in agreement, because the Bible says we become one. And he says if two agree touching anything they ask, it'd be done for them of the Father which is in heaven. And I'm not saying that we're any different from anyone. We all have faith. We all have measures of faith. But God wants you to know that he was wounded for our transgressions, that he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. That's just not physical. That's emotional. That's spiritual. That's financial. Amen? So let's bow our heads and let us pray. And if you would like us to stand in agreement for anything, just come and we'll pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you for your word. I'm grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish something in every heart and every life. So, Father God, in the closing moments of this service, Father God, may we have revelation and understanding of what you're saying to us today. That greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. Lord, that we have your righteousness. Your righteousness that brings us our peace. Your peace that brings us our joy. Our joy that comes from the Holy Spirit that's within us, Father God. Lord, that no weapon formed against your people shall prosper. So, Father, we're going to bind some weapons now in the name of Jesus. If you'd like prayer, would you please come and allow Jackie and I to pray for you today. If there's anything you need prayer for, we'd be more than happy to stand in agreement just in closing moments of this service today.